On today's show, we got to talk about Ari Wasserman. And we're going to talk a little bit about Josh Pate and about the CFP in general.
At Kroger Pharmacy, care is what's most convenient for you. Care is being here when you need us. We're open evenings and weekends. Care is helping you save more. Most insurance plans and discount cards are accepted at your local Kroger Pharmacy. Care is saving you time by managing your prescriptions online. You can request refills, check order status, and more. Care is convenience that works for everyone. Kroger Health, a world of care is in store. Services and availability vary by location. Age and other restrictions may apply. For coverage, consult your health insurance company. Visit the pharmacy or our site for details.
Can you believe it?
It's football. I've been watching it for 40 years.
Are you kidding me?
You're listening to Winning Cures Everything.
Game day, baby. Wake up or get out.
Here's your host.
A confident young man. A superb athlete.
Gary Seegers.
Welcome to it. Winning Cures Everything. I'm your host, Gary Seegers, at Gary WCE. This is a college football podcast, in case you did not already know that. Every podcast is somebody's first, from what I understand. I might be mistaken on that, but, you know, the numbers are the numbers, so it is what it is. Ari Wasserman put out an article on Saturday in the middle of all these playoff games, and the headline read, Paul Feinbaum's position on Alabama and the playoff committee is the biggest threat to college football imaginable. And when I saw the headline, I just immediately thought, there is no way that that's what he thinks. There's no way that there's no way. But, alas, here we are, and we're having to discuss it. Feinbaum put out a tweet that said that so far the CFP selection committee has given us some blockbusters. It said Notre Dame led late over Indiana 27-3. Penn State just went up on the committee's final team 28-0 at the half. Take a bow. And according to Wasserman, his translation of this was Alabama is better than SMU and Indiana. And the College Football Playoff Committee did a disservice to the sport and the fans by not putting the Crimson Tide into the field. Alabama would have played a much better game than either of those teams. Because you didn't put Alabama in, these terrible games are your fault. And he put, right after this, he said, that is absolutely asinine. I'm at a loss, and maybe I shouldn't be, because the college football media has shown that they do not get it. They do not understand the way that the sport works, the history of the sport, etc. It just drives me insane. He said that Feinbaum views this sport through the lens of the SEC, and that is true. He absolutely does. The blowouts that we got in the CFP, and there were many, were not the result of the incorrect teams or whatever, right? That's not how this works. I will say they were the committee's fault, because they're the ones that chose to put these teams in, and they're the ones that put these stipulations on. They're the ones that decided to, quote-unquote, protect these ridiculous conference title games as if they were some grand thing, like it's some huge deal to make the ACC championship game when you play a bunch of G5 teams on your schedule. I mean, it's just ridiculous. So what he put in here, he said, so if Feinbaum is right, and Alabama should have gone instead of SMU and Indiana, teams who earned it on the field, earned it on the field, he says, what is his solution to the problem? What does he suggest the CFP committee do? Disregard the results from regular season games and just put Alabama in no matter what? That's the biggest threat imaginable to college football. That's what he said. He said, disregard the results from regular season games and just put Alabama in no matter what. Yeah, again, these are people that do not understand. 11-2 and not winning your way into this thing. An 11-2 record is not the same when you play only two teams that have rosters that are capable of competing in this thing. In the SEC, Alabama, Ole Miss, and South Carolina all played anywhere from 5 to 8 top 20 talented schedules. These are the best coaching staffs in the country. They are the most invested in programs in the country. And that's the difference, right? You cannot do what SMU did and just buy your way into some power conference, be gifted a weak-ass schedule, and expect to go into the CFP and compete. They obviously did not have the depth at the line of scrimmage. They did not have all the positions of depth that you need. And we knew this going in. And people are saying, well, just because they got blown out, that doesn't mean that they didn't belong in. No, it absolutely did, because we all knew it. When the spreads on all of these games are more than a touchdown, we knew what the deal was going to be. It's just absurd to me. Like, yes, there is something to home field advantage. I get that. Clemson going to Texas? Clemson had already played two SEC teams that were competing for a college football playoff. They got beat 34-3 by Georgia, and they got beat at home by South Carolina, who didn't make the playoff. They got beat at home by Louisville, who is a four-loss team. So we knew what Clemson was, but nobody complains about Clemson because Clemson earned their way in. That's the issue that we have with SMU and Indiana. Indiana, I'm not even going to complain about Indiana. The only team that I have an issue with is SMU. And to say that SMU earned it or deserved it is just a flat-out lie. And I am so tired of reading all this and saying that people have that have differing opinions on this, that is the biggest threat imaginable to college football. It's a joke. It is an absolute joke. It's effectively political jargon. And Ari did his job, because I'm fired up about it. Other people have gotten fired up about it, because this is just an asinine article. I'll use one of his words. So he goes further on. He said, we spend a lot of time debating what is right and wrong for this sport. Whether we agree or disagree on topics, most of us can all agree we love this sport and want what's best for it. That's why we have impassioned arguments about conference realignment, CFP expansion, NIL, transfers, and teams worthy of competing for a national title. It's all with college football at heart. He said, but what if what Feinbaum is suggesting ever got put into action? What if the CFP committee changed how they operate moving forward and just threw in an SEC team over a more deserving team next year because it thinks the SEC team would provide a better game? This is the deal. Nobody understands scheduling context. Nobody gets it. Because everybody says that SMU deserved to be in. And I don't get how anybody could think that they deserved it. Like, this is not me hating on SMU. I like their fan base. I love the fact that they have risen from the dead, because this was a program that got the death penalty in the 80s. They wandered around in no man's land forever. And they wanted a consistent winner. They wanted, right? I mean, they hired June Jones away from Hawaii to bring over a system that would make it where they could compete. They worked their way back up. They've always had passionate fans, etc. But right now, they don't have a lot of eyeballs on them. They've only got money coming in from, you know, a couple of their mega boosters. They do not have a huge fan base. And they just started really investing in the program over the past, 5 to 10 years? SEC and Big Ten programs, or at least half of the Big Ten programs, have been investing at the highest level of the sport for years.
Work takes up most of your time. That's why you should use Stamps.com to save time with your mailing and shipping, and have flexibility to focus on more important things. Stamps.com can handle all your mailing and shipping needs, with rates up to 88% off USPS and UPS. Add flexibility to your day with Stamps.com. Go to stamps.com/program to sign up for a special offer. No contract, cancel anytime. That's stamps.com/program.
At Kroger Pharmacy, care is what's most convenient for you. Care is being here when you need us. We're open evenings and weekends. Care is helping you save more. Most insurance plans and discount cards are accepted at your local Kroger Pharmacy. Care is saving you time by managing your prescriptions online. You can request refills, check order status, and more. Care is convenience that works for everyone. Kroger Health, a world of care is in store. Services and availability vary by location. Age and other restrictions may apply. For coverage, consult your health insurance company. Visit the pharmacy or our site for details.
So he puts in here, he said, moving forward, what if they just put in an SEC team over a more deserving team because it thinks the SEC team would provide a better game? What if next year Alabama, a team with three losses and two of those against 6-6 teams, just got put in over SMU? He said that would throw us into a world of chaos, one where the results of the regular season quite literally don't matter. There would be no need to argue about resumes, strength of schedules, conference titles, or any other CFP metric. What are we talking about? SMU did not win their conference, and they played in an incredibly weak league. I mean, he should may as well be like, nobody argues for Army. Army was 11-1. Yes, they got blown out by Notre Dame, but a lot of teams would have gotten blown out by Notre Dame. Look at what Indiana just did. So, I mean, what are we talking about? Did Army not deserve to be in? No, because they played a weak schedule. SMU also played a weak schedule, and they did not win a conference championship. So consistently telling people that they deserved it because they had 11 wins? Like, and this is cliche, swap the schedules. And this is not me talking Alabama. This is me talking South Carolina, Ole Miss, or Alabama, or, hell, even Miami. Miami had a better strength of schedule. And so just because SMU won one more game over a nobody instead of Miami, it doesn't make any difference to me. These conference championship games are nothing but moneymakers. There is no integrity with these things. So the constant of the biggest threat to college football and blah, blah, blah. No, the biggest threat to college football is doing what you just did. Because if you were tossing in SMU to go in and just get their brains beat in Indiana, I'm not going to say a word about it because they did what they were supposed to do. They beat the piss out of everybody. They beat everybody. And they went up against Ohio State, and Ohio State would have blown out a lot of teams. You saw it against Tennessee, right? But let's not get this twisted. The way that this has gone, we are setting this up to where, okay, then it's just going to be based on who has the easiest schedules. Tennessee had, what, the third easiest schedule in the SEC? Indiana had the easiest schedule in the Big Ten. SMU had the easiest schedule in the ACC. It's incredibly frustrating. Because no, that deserved is not, it's something that should be in the vernacular here. This is not deserved, and this is not the biggest threat. Because again, this is what I'm going for. The biggest threat to college football is them putting in these teams to get their brains beat in and having low TV ratings. So then the SEC and the Big Ten, who now have the governing rights of the CFP because of the way that it was signed the last time out, they'll just do away with everybody else. And they're going to squash all of these other conferences out. They put in SMU, who is the least watched team in the Power Four. On average, their games did like 600,000 viewers. It is the worst out of all 70 teams in the Power Four, or whatever it is. And there's not even a Power Four. It's a Power Two, and then a Middle Two, and then the G5. That's what we've got. And it's like nobody wants to be the bad guy and tell the ACC and the Big 12 that, hey, yeah, there's not a Power Four anymore. You guys aren't on that level. Sorry. I mean, I see these articles, and Josh Pate did the same thing when he was talking about, I think SMU belonged in and blah, blah, blah. No. If we are just including teams for the sake of inclusion, because we want to get as many media markets as we can, then what is the point? Like, that's not what this was meant to do. The CFP was built for money. It was built for inventory. It was built for good games that draw a lot of viewers, that continue to make money. And the money thing, everybody being so damn greedy, that is the reason why we're at a point where the players are being paid and everything else is just bananas. This sport is at a crossroads right now. If you want to include everybody, that's one thing. But to put them, to put these teams in a playoff, I mean, it's a joke. It's an absolute joke. And so, yeah, I get very frustrated about it. I understand that people have different opinions. But some people's opinions are wrong. And I will not back down on this. I will stand my ground on it. I am so tired of people saying that, you know, SMU deserved it over these SEC teams. The SEC teams played a more difficult schedule. Therefore, more losses are built in. Well, they did it to themselves. Yes, they are making more money. And if you want to know the truth, you cannot have a national championship without the SEC. But you could have one without the ACC. And you could have one without the Big 12. And what I'm worried about is the fact that we keep doing crap like this and tossing in teams that are undeserving. And the SEC and the Big 10 will just say, you know what, screw it. We don't need them anyway. Because that's what we're doing. We're moving quickly towards a Super League. And when stuff like this happens, it gets closer and closer every year. So, we'll see what happens. I'm not going to take forever on this. You know what? It's been 15 minutes. That's a good rant. There's no reason for me to talk about anything else right now. I hope everybody has a good Christmas. I really do. If you haven't this week, go watch the BetUS College Football Show. We talk about all the playoff games, all the bowl games. We do a deep dive on basically everything. So hit that subscribe button. Hit that that like button, follow, whatever it is on YouTube. Because the link is in the description. So that would help me out tremendously. With that said, subscribe to the pod. Leave a nice 5-star review if you hadn't done that. I would appreciate it. I am. If you hear the difference in my voice, I have caught a cold, finally. And today is December 23rd that I'm recording this. And I am struggling. But luckily, I don't have to talk into a mic for a little while. So I'm gonna take a nice long break, hang out with the children's, and figure it all out. Figure it all out. Anyway, I hope you all have a good holidays. I hope your families and your loved ones are doing well. Hopefully you are also. With that said, let's get out of here. Take care of yourself. Take care of each other. God bless college football and hopefully all of your tickets cash this week.
Thanks for listening to Winning Cures Everything. Make sure and subscribe on YouTube or your favorite podcast app. And make sure to leave a nice 5-star review. You can follow Gary on Twitter at GaryWCE. And the show is at Winning Cures. Be sure to check out the merch in our web store and share the show.
The NFL playoffs are better with FanDuel. Because right now, new customers can bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets. Guaranteed. That's $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. FanDuel, an official sportsbook partner of the NFL. 21 plus and present in select states. First online real money wager only. $5 first deposit required. Bonus issued as non-withdrawable bonus bets which expire 7 days after receipt. Restrictions apply. See terms at sportsbook.fanduel.com. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER.
It's the new year. Time to make a positive change in your life.
I went to My Computer Career because I needed job security.
Because I wanted a career in cybersecurity.
I went to My Computer Career because IT jobs are everywhere.
My old job was going nowhere.
I went because I didn't want college loans for the rest of my life.
Because I wanted a career for the rest of my life.
Go to mycomputercareer.edu and take the free career evaluation today. Financial aid available for qualified students, including the GI Bill. 529 college savings plans accepted. Not available in Washington State.